Hello, I'm Molly Adams, and this episode of YouthCast is going to be youthcastic. For Hopi teenagers, and for other people growing up in American Native cultures, not being able to speak your language is a painful sign and clear reminder of the history of your family's oppression. In this piece from Youth Radio, students from Hopi Junior Senior High School and their elders in Keams Canyon, Arizona, wonder how they might preserve this part of their culture. Something that I find so urgent about this piece is right at the beginning. Alre Polikweptua tells about the Hopi Judgment Day. If they cannot speak Hopi when the world ends and the dead rise up, they will be killed. It's a potent image of the spiritual pressure these young people have to keep their language alive. This is Last Words from Hopi High and produced by Youth Radio.
Since the beginning, we have been taught about the end. When our language dies, we are told that the world will begin dying with it.
We have a prophecy that one night, lost brothers will awaken from the dead.
Then they'll draw a line
from one end of the village to the other. One by one, they will line us up, and then they will ask us, Hopi te kaita, Hopi. Are you Hopi? Can you speak the Hopi language? And if we cannot respond back in fluent Hopi, they will place us on the right side of the line. And soon after that, they will cut our throats. This is what we call Judgment Day.
This is our school, the Hopi Junior Senior High School. Our Hopi language is dying, and me and most of my friends are struggling to speak it.
When I talk to my friends, we speak English. We don't, speak our Hopi language, because some of my friends aren't Hopi, others are, but they don't really know how to speak it.
This problem isn't new to our generation.
I'm 66 years old.
Hopi stopped learning our language.
I wasn't allowed to speak my language.
When they were punished for speaking it in schools.
You're afraid, you're ashamed, and you're crying, and they tell you to stop crying and hit you. But how can you stop crying when they hit you?
That's what happened to my grandmother.
Eloise, komala sua kuchemtua.
She stopped teaching her children.
I regret it now.
To protect them from suffering the same humiliation that she had to endure when she was in school.
I remember holding on to a fence, just crying. And then my dad would be dragging me to the classroom. It was so scary to sit there. That's what happened to me. That's why I didn't teach my kids.
Remember the part, remember when we were sitting there doing laundry and I asked you, how do you say this? How do you say that? What's the word for up, down? Where did you go? Things like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I told him, even if you can't pronounce it right, at least I'll know what you're trying to say. You know, that way I can help you. I can correct you. I just hope you don't die. Don't die, because that's the only thing we have right now is our language and our ceremonies. But it's not too late. It's not too late.
It's scary when you're trying to talk to older people, I guess, because they tease a lot. We take it personally, and we don't want to speak it no more.
Lots of young people don't want to speak the language in front of their elders because they say the elders make fun of them.
Sometimes a Hopi will say, making fun of you should also get you to say, okay, I'm going to better myself.
This is Leon Carew.
I am 48 years old.
He is the spokesperson for the religious leaders of the Masangnavi village.
If you want to lose the language, then you don't learn it. You don't speak it. You don't teach it on to the next one. Even though if the children are having a hard time, they shouldn't stop, because they're the ones that are going to carry this language on. There's really no choice unless we want to, forget who we are.
At our school, there's only one student who is fluent in Hopi.
His name is Alre Polikweptua.
And everyone calls him Hopi Boy.
Hopi Boy.
Hopi Boy.
Hopi lawe te kaewe kamak pa ayo lalango. You never forget a language that you first learn.
The thing that makes Alre different from everyone else is that his parents forced him to speak Hopi.
I learned the language from my parents. when I was just a tepusoya, little baby. That's all he talked to me in was Hopi. And Hopi was supposed to be the first language you'll ever learn.
Some people made fun of Alroy when we were younger because he had a traditional haircut and spoke the language so well.
Number one Hopi boy coming through the door. I guess they admired me, but I thought they were like teasing me.
I kind of looked up to him because he knew Hopi, and I started to learn words from him, and I started learning. It just started popping in my head, and I started getting an idea of what people were talking about.
Later on, as I wondered, why be like them when I can be myself and be different? And then I did that, and I became a role model. Oh-ha, oh-ha,
the land of the Hopi is the center of the universe. We have lived on these three mesas for generations. And all that while, our people have been speaking the Hopi language. But now everybody says our language is dying.
That was Last Words from Hopi High and produced by Youth Radio. Not that this piece is a total bummer, but I've got some fun stuff lined up in the coming weeks. Radio theater, plenty of food talk, and world traveling adventures. So if you're ready to head to Destination Awesome, YouthCast is the train you've been waiting for. Wow, best metaphor ever. This has been Molly Adams for YouthCast. It's a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX, it's a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. So head to generationprx.org to catch the latest youth radio buzz. And if you go to the YouthCast website, youthcast.org, you can find web-only exclusive interviews and enough bloggy fun to waste an afternoon. YouthCast, where radio makes you wish you were young again.